and you love rock and roll in all of its forms and all of its styles, I invite you to join me, Chris Stillwell, the host of Infinite Progression, where we play every era and every genre of rock and roll from the early days through the punk explosion, avant-garde, and up to today and beyond. Who knows what we'll find in the future. Listen to me every Thursday at 9, Fridays at noon, Sundays at 6 on the new Sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Media.
I'm Jay Thurber. Join me Sunday nights at 7 for Seems Like Old Times, a celebration of great old-time radio from the 1940s and 1950s. Every week we bring you classic episodes of Jack Benny, Fibber McGee and Molly, Dragnet, along with mystery, science fiction, and drama. So be sure to drink your Ovaltine and join me Sunday nights at 7 for Seems Like Old Times here on the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org, also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Yeah, that is Herb Alpert in the Tijuana Brass with whipped cream and many other delights, no doubt. Saw that concert in the spring and loved it, and it's the highlight of my year, actually, as far as entertainment goes. And before that, we heard, what did we hear? We heard Eye Level by Harold Winkler. Yes, that's what we heard. You're on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien, and at least I admit to that I am Eric O'Brien. Who tries to do three things at once and can't do one half the time. But it is time for us to go on a road trip, and this week we're going to North Carolina and finding some of the odd treasures that the state might have, the Tar Heel State, if I'm not mistaken. So let's go to the world's largest chest of drawers in High Point, North Carolina. This 38-foot-tall dresser looms over Main Street, painted bright white with gold trim and two dangling socks. Originally built in the 1920s and refurbished in the 1990s, it's a proud symbol of High Point's furniture-making heritage and a photo op you won't want to miss, especially with the socks, right? Heading west to Asheville, you'll find the Museum of the Weird's cousin, the Asheville Pinball Museum. But this is just isn't just for looking. With over 80 vintage machines, visitors can play endlessly on everything from 1960s classics to modern arcade games. It's a retro blast that keeps the quarters in your pocket. So the unusual part here is that it's free. Not necessarily that it's a pinball museum, because there are a few around Pittsburgh, actually. In the tiny town of Marble, North Carolina, there's an oddity that's as much mystery as it is history, the House of Mysterious Monkeys. Legend says that in the 1930s, a traveling circus lost a band of monkeys in the surrounding hills. Locals later built a small stone house, now covered in monkey carvings and plaques, to honor the strange tale. T-A-L-E. It's a quirky stop for believers and skeptics alike. On the coast in Wilmington, North Carolina, down there in New Hanover County, just before you get to Brunswick County, it's the world's largest frying pan. Now, haven't we heard that a few hundred times before? It measures 15 feet across, and the steel skillet once fried up chicken for thousands at town festivals. Though it's no longer in active use, the pan is still proudly displayed, perfect for anyone craving a giant breakfast selfie. Yes. Further north in Seagrove, North Carolina, known as the pottery capital of the state, you'll find the Pottery Jug Barn, shaped like a massive clay jug. This roadside barn advertises the region's hand-thrown wares. Inside, you'll discover hundreds of artisan pieces stacked high, blending local craftsmanship with roadside kitsch. And we love roadside kitsch on this program. And finally, for a dose of roadside Americana, we can't leave out this south of the border, the sprawling tourist complex right on the North Carolina-South Carolina line near Dillon. With its giant sombrero tower, neon signs, and statues of Pedro, the mascot, this kitschy stop has been luring travelers off I-95 since 1949. Whether you stop for fireworks, ice cream, or just the novelty, it's a road trip tradition, so remember that. It's a fun state. I've been there once. Here's John Fox in the orchestra with Longer on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
Find Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Facebook. Give it a like and let us know you're listening.
Relaxing and easy. Dick Baker and the orchestra there, Don't Give Up on Us, Baby. That was the man from Starsky and Hutch, whose name just escaped me as I wanted to say it, who sang that years ago. So look that up in your Googles. Norman Luboff Choir before that, Reason Along with the Breeze. John Gregory with Come Softly to Me, and John Fox with Longer Than. Longer, but it's Longer Than. Anyhow, I'm correcting people's song titles here. Here's Floyd Kramer and a Barry Manilow tune called Mandy on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy.
Thank you.
our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Relaxing and Easy. Jerry Toth there with his rendition of the Odd Couple theme. Don't see that show much on TV anymore with all the classic shows that are out there, but maybe I'm just not watching at the right time. Paul Marriott before that with I Say a Little Prayer, and Frank Chaxfield with Bluer Than Blue, and Floyd Kramer with Mandy. I'm Eric O'Brien, and here are some of the strange, odd stories, believe it or not, that come around every day. Talk about Guinness World Record. A group of five Nigerians may have turned the page on a new Guinness World Record. The team gathered in a Lagos restaurant and took turns reading aloud for more than 431 hours, or just under 18 days straight. The readathon was live-streamed to audiences around the world, with followers dropping in to cheer them on during the overnight stretches. Organizers say the marathon wasn't just about endurance. It was meant to promote literacy and the joy of reading in Africa's most populous nation. Officials with Guinness are now reviewing the attempt to confirm the record. That's incredible. I couldn't imagine. In the small Dutch city of Tilburg, Netherlands, it was awash in orange and auburn as thousands of natural redheads gathered for the annual Redhead Days festival. The three-day celebration included music, food, and even sunscreen workshops aimed at skin cancer prevention. Festival organizers say it is the largest gathering of redheads anywhere in the world, with visitors flying in from more than 60 countries. Once a small meetup, the event has grown into a global celebration of identity and community. It is like being surrounded by family you didn't know you had, said one attendee. New York. The U.S. Open got a bit of a shock when the Russian tennis star Daniel Medvedev, that's easy enough to say, lost his composure after a first-round defeat. He smashed his racket against the courtside chair following a bizarre incident in which a photographer wandered onto the court mid-match. The outburst earned him a $42,500 fine from the tournament officials for unsportsmanlike conduct and racket abuse. Oh, the racket abuse is probably the majority of that, I would imagine. Yeah, and those are some of the odd stories that are happening around the world, and we'll have to get a new resource for that. But anyhow, there you go. Here's John Fox, When Will I See You Again? It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
relaxing and easy.
Thank you.
Relaxing and Easy. Ronnie Aldridge there with my Shelley Amour. Yes. Before that, we had Henry Mancini and You Make Me Feel Like Dancing. Lex Azevedo with Peaceful, Easy Feeling. And John Gregory, Too Much Heaven. John Fox started that set off with When Will I See You Again? Well, I know when I'll see you again. It's the next program here of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, which is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh, which I will tell you again at the end, but I just felt like telling you now. Just because. Here's Sven LeBeck and Rainy Day Song. Of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. We try very hard not to do that, but it happens. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, WRCT Pittsburgh, and Vulcan Sound Radio, and is a production of BBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This has been program number Y10-16. Yes, indeed.
Pre-recorded.
Five, eight, seven, six, three, eight.